The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle, and I do truly welcome you today to an old-fashioned message straight from the prophetic scriptures of your Holy Bible, along with prophetic revelations from the Holy Ghost. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard this true, no-nonsense gospel broadcast before, you'll recognize quickly that this is not a typical religious radio talk show. And let me call your attention to this profound truth that I don't preach from religious books nor from perverted Bibles, but from the true Bible, which is the Old King James Version, God's true word to you and me. And if you follow this message, you know it's straight out of your Holy Bible, and that is true. And I pray that the Lord will give you ears to hear. We continue today on a message entitled, The Point of No Return. And we certainly know that we've reached that place. Some 25 centuries ago, through the prophet of God, God warned the nation of Israel, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? That's recorded in the prophet Hosea, chapter 13, verses 9 and 10. And God was speaking to a nation which had long enjoyed favored status under a divine umbrella of his material blessings and his infinite guardianship, even as America has also enjoyed God's divine providence. And ladies and gentlemen, we have rebelled against our God. We have the histories. America is not ignorant of what God has done. This is a land of Bibles and churches and the preaching of God's word and Christians. We've have in the secular world the histories of the world's greatest empires and civilizations which died of inner decay. For instance, Israel, Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome. They're biblical examples of nations who collapsed from inner decadence and moral perversions as we are today, the same condition. The civilizations of Nimrod, Noah, and Sodom were destroyed by divine judgments because of their excessive moral corruption and violence. And Genesis 13 and 13 characterizes that terrible generation that was a very, very sick society as we are today. And God saw that the sinners of Sodom were sinners exceedingly before the Lord. Yes, they were. They wasn't just ordinary sinners, as folks aren't in our generation. They were excessive sinful. And so are we today. Each of these empires which fell victim to God's judgments through their own dissoluteness were characterized by a society whose values were materialistic, and that's money, pleasure, and idleness of time. So goes America today. The worship of the fetishes of what man has built and not God is idolatry, and the God of America is pleasure and materialism. And we keep following it right on down the toboggan slide. We've been up, oh Lord, we've been up in the as they say here, on a roller coaster. We've been up to the top. Now we're headed down. We're plunging downward. And what can stop us? We've reached the point of no return, and we're headed into the great judgments of God with severe heartache and disasters that are unspeakable. Well, this kind of preaching from God's Word, your Holy Bible, it might convict you and make you feel uncomfortable, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not totally right with God. But you ought to be ashamed of yourself if you dislike me for telling you the truth. I'm your friend. I may be the best friend you've got. And as Paul the Apostle said in Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Well, I hope not, and I pray that God will give you ears to hear. God cried through His true prophets of old, and He's still crying today through His true prophet. Oh, Israel, and we could certainly inject America there instead of Israel and say, oh, America, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. That's your rebellion. Take with you words and turn to the Lord, saying to Him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. For Asher shall not save us. Well, God's condition, that's in Hosea 14, verses 1 and 2. God's condition of mercy to America is as it was in the judgment-bound nation of Israel, and it's only true repentance. God was saying to Israel, and He says to America, your military alliances with other nations will not save you. Return to me. You either repent or perish, O America. Listen to me, America. Hear me, Church of Jesus Christ. We've had favored status with our God for over two centuries. God has had an umbrella, divine favor over us, but He's warning America. Here it is. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil I thought to do unto them. And God has designed evil, adversity, judgments for this nation. But He continues. He said, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them, and I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord God. Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 7 through 10. Our military alliances, our nuclear arsenal, our powerful armies nor navies, our economic and political detente cannot save us. We are destroying ourselves. We rebelled against our God and His inexorable laws. God's laws, we know, the prophets and Jesus and the apostles in your Holy Bible declared, when they are ignored and arrogantly broken, like the mighty tides of the sea, they will sweep men and nations into great judgments, for God's word is inexorable. This is a moral universe, ladies and gentlemen, and it's ruled by God's moral laws. And whatsoever men or nations sow, that shall they reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8, and Hosea 8 and 7, the prophet declared, we've sown the wind, and we shall reap the whirlwind. Well, spiritual and moral decay always lead men and nations into depravity, and this decadence will result calamitously into an economic collapse and finally into God's four sword judgments of famine and pestilences and terrorism and earthquakes that will rend this nation and the nations around us for their excessive sinfulness, rebellion, and depravity against the laws of God. You know, biography is the history of an individual. History is the biography of a nation, magnified, intensified, and multiplied on the screen of the past. And ladies and gentlemen, the Lord God in the Bible, prophetic scriptures, warns men and nations by the destruction of past civilizations and empires of His judgments that's coming upon the rebellious society in which our own generation is a product of. The debris and ruin of great nations and civilizations as Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon, Rome, Hitler's Third Reich lay scattered all over this planet. Oh, Lord, we can read that quiet, mute testimony to the truth of God's unfailing law of sowing and reaping. And Jesus declared that our society, that it would be as Noah's day, characterized by spiritual and moral decadence, to wit. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6 and verse 5. This constitutes our present sordid spiritual profile before a righteous God. Back in the 1830s, during the 19th century, Alexis de Tocqueville was the French ambassador to America. In his own words, in his biography, it's been recorded that he wrote of this experience, quote, "I sought for the answer to the greatness of America. I sought her greatness in her cities, her factories, her rivers and lakes, her mountains, her waterfalls, her seaports and halls of government. I did not truly understand the greatness of America until I visited her churches and witnessed her pulpits aflame with righteousness." And then he continued to make this prophetic observation in his diary. Quote, "America is great because she is good. If America ever ceases to be good, then she will cease to be great." Unquote. What a tremendous prophecy from a foreigner that was searching for the greatness of America and found it when he found righteousness aflame in the pulpit by a man of God preaching the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Remember, this prophetic observation was made in the 1830s. Well, what has happened to our goodness, O America? Well, God says your goodness is gone away as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away. Hosea 6:4. God has decreed in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Our nation is gravely ill from moral decay, ladies and gentlemen, and we are filled with spiritual decadence, even in our churches today. We are spiritually bankrupt. The pulpits of America are not aflame with righteousness, and this source of our greatness has been discovered by the devil and has been corrupted. The thundering voices of God's true prophets have been silenced until there is only a whisper against the sins and rebellions of our old sick society and Laodicean church that are destroying us. And I cry to America, awake, America. Hear the voice of the prophet. Read the handwriting on the wall that we are interpreting to you daily on these broadcasts, and turn from your sins and abominations and repent before these abominations and iniquity becomes your ruin and God has to destroy you. Well, we're writing the vision. We're making it plain upon tables that he may run that read it. For that vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, and it's near, it shall speak and not tarry. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, saith the Lord, in Habakkuk 2:2-3. This ministry, we cannot hold our peace in this ministry, but be obedient to the Lord. We must cry aloud, spare not, lift up our voice like a trumpet, and show God's people their transgression and the church of Jesus Christ their sins. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, I pray that you'll grip every heart and soul in the message of divine power and persuasion. Give them ears to hear, and may the Holy Ghost convict them of sin and turn them to old-fashioned repentance. We pray in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. This is the Word of Prophecy Fellowship, and our broadcast comes to you 5 times a week. And ladies and gentlemen, we do need your support with your tithes and offerings if you're a real saint of God. I know there's a lot of mimickers, there's a lot of hypocrites, there's a lot of professors, but I'm talking about a real Christian. And I pray that God will cause you to realize that we are a voice and not an echo. And God knows that this ministry is vital. It's just not important, it's vital. And I pray that you will sense it and you'll stand with us with a faithful offering, part of your tithes and offerings this week to help us. And we'd mail any of these messages to you in prophecy that you require by your request or on video or audio cassette by your generous offering. Write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. And ladies and gentlemen, by God's grace, we'll be back tomorrow, the next broadcast, with a continuation of the point of no return. And until then, may God bless you richly, my beloved.